One of the things I love about the Hebrew culture in which the Psalms of the Old Testament were written is the powerful use of picture language to express deep emotions. The Jewish tradition is full of rich, evocative picture language, like Psalm 119, verses 25 to 26. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Just drink that picture in for a moment. My soul clings to the dust. It speaks of complete and utter desolation. It speaks of burdens so heavy, a body so weary, that it's lying in the dust, barely able to move, not even able to lift its head to look up at God. When you're in that place, it feels hopeless. It feels lonely. It feels as though you're the only one who's ever been there and nobody else understands. My soul clings to the dust. It's a picture that we all get. It's a picture that speaks into the desolation that we've all felt. Perhaps you're in that place right now where your soul is sucking in the dust with nothing else to cling to. It's the place where we want to give up because we don't have a single ounce of energy left in us. Yeah, we've all been there. So what do you do? What does the psalmist do? What does he have to say to God? God, revive me according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. The first part of that makes a lot of sense. God, revive me. The obvious thing to do, the obvious place to turn, the obvious cry for help. Although, how often do we miss the obvious? The question is, how does God bring that revival to an exhausted and completely depleted soul? Well, the psalmist knows. Revive me according to your word. When I told you of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. You see, when we're in that desolate, dusty place, we need a way back, a real, tangible way back. And that way is through the word of God. It's through God speaking to us. God's word is food for the starving soul. God's word is living water for a parched soul. But how often do we miss the obvious? I've seen Christians from time to time praying for revival, but revival begins at home. There will be no revival unless and until the living water, the Spirit of God, overflows from His people. You and I need revival in our hearts. You and I need to be filled to overflowing with the revelation of God through His Word, the joy of God, the healing of God, the Spirit of God. Revival begins at home. Lord, revive me according to your word. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.